Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Derep. They are from Toronto in Ontario, Canada. And we listened to the song Darker Self, which is part of their brand new album Troubled Mind from 2025. Before that, we listened to Stelbris. They are from Prague in Czechia, and we listened to the song Monster, which is part of their latest EP Shatter and Bloom, also from 2025. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Woodhawk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and we listened to the song Strangers Ever After, which is part of their brand new album from last year, Love Finds a Way. And yeah, we're gonna keep going with the music, and then when we are back, we'll pray to the gods of technology to allow us to connect with Turner from Woodhawk here at the Metal Meltdown. Told, we're lost on us.
I wanted to
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Tangents. They are from Ontario in Canada. And we listened to their song Forge, which is a latest single from last year, 2025. Before that, we listened to Moniker. They are here from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song Handsight, which is also a single from last year, 2025. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Woodhawk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song Truth Be Told, which is part of their latest album from 2025, Love Finds a Way. And let's, yeah, pray to the lords and gods of technology to make communication with Turner. We are here with Turner from Woodhawk. How are you, Turner?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much for being with us here at the Metal Meltdown. How's everything going over there? How's the weather these days?
So, yeah, no, things are going great. The weather's good, and then it's kind of fall weather here in Calgary, so just adapting back to normal life.
Oh, you're heading there. Oh my goodness, I really respect you guys and admire you for, you know, withstanding the beautiful temperatures and the snow and, I mean, everything there. But anyway.
Oh, I love it. I love snow. I'm an avid snowboarder and all that kind of stuff, and I love snow.
Okay, well, that's good. You're in the right place then. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so for, I guess, people that are not familiar or too familiar with Woodhawk, can you tell us a little bit of history about the band?
Yeah, for sure. We're from Calgary, Alberta. We've been around for actually, I guess, 11 years this year. So quite, I guess, what feels like to us for like a, you know, long period of time. But yeah, we've been around for 11 years. We're like a stoner, hard rock kind of band. Yeah, just a Canadian rock band.
Sounds good. And so how many members do you have, or have they been the last members for a little bit, or?
Yeah, there's just three of us. So it's myself on guitar and vocals. There's Mike, who plays bass and sings as well. And then there's Kevin, our drummer. So it's been all three of us since, like, virtually the beginning. Kevin joined, like, after our first year as a band. Like, it was just Mike and I when we started, but we had, like, some friends that were just kind of doing, like, session work and filling in for us until we could find someone permanent. And Kevin was that guy, and this is the rest is history.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like trios myself, you know. I don't know if I'm being a little biased here, but, you know, since the days of, you know, the Jimi Hendrix Experience and, you know, whatever, Cream, and, I mean, anyway, I think it's pretty powerful when you have, you know, a trio, and then, well, you make all the music and, you know, all the noise and all the, you know, good songs that you do, so I think it's cool.
Yeah, we love being a three-piece. We actually, like, for a little bit in the middle there, we did have a keyboard player in our band. So we were a four-piece for a couple of years, but we ended up just kind of deciding to part ways and all that just because, honestly, we just enjoy being a three-piece better. It's more of our dynamic, how we all work together just really well on that kind of element.
There you go. No, I hear you. I think you know, chemistry, synergy, whatever, that's key. So if three, you know.
Totally.
If three is a magic number, then. If three is the one instead of, you know, number one is the number. Anyway, you reminded me of the Three Dog Night song, but just with the three instead of the one. How did the band's name came to be? Can you tell us a little bit of story about that?
Yeah, it was, again, kind of Mike and myself, when we started this band, we were really big, like, you know, home brewers and all that kind of stuff. We really loved craft beer. So, you know, the whole stoner scene was coming up, and, you know, I feel like every band kind of had, like, the name Witch or Stone or something in it when we were kind of first making our band, and we kind of toyed with the idea of, you know, calling our band Witchwood after the brewery in UK, like W-Y-C-H, and we were going to kind of play off, like, something like that. Like, oh, we could, you know, kind of make a cool name like this. But with the oversaturation of just like bands using the word witch, we just kind of steered away from it. And somehow kind of Hawk fell into our lap, and we just loved the wood part because it still felt very classic and organic and very clean, like kind of timeless. And yeah, just put it together kind of with Woodhawk kind of naturally, as it just kind of fell into place for us. And birds have had a huge part of our imagery and all that kind of stuff in our band.
Oh, I see. Well, that's cool. And it's, you know, it's even awesomer that you are, you know, craft beers, beerers. So how do you say that? Craft beer drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that happens to be another hobby of mine. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we love it. It's a dangerous hobby.
Yes. But it's, you know, it fulfills the soul. So it's always welcome. in terms of compositions, does one of you handle, you know, lyrics over music or riffs, or how does that work for?
Yeah, I do all the lyrics, and I would say I do like 90-point-something percentage of our music. Typically, I like kind of whenever we're kind of writing stuff, I will make like a structure, a bit of like a skeleton of a song, of like riffs and kind of like, you know, transitions and kind of just a bunch of ideas of like, you know, from start to finish to at least get us somewhere to play with. And usually then like Mike and Kevin will come in and kind of add like the meat and some like more ideas of, you know, switching things around. And from there, I kind of build the lyrics off of all that. And, but it's a very collaborative effort, but it always starts with like a skeleton that I make.
I see. No, that's cool. I'm really curious how the, you know, I'm interested in how the creative process kind of works, either for individuals or bands. So I always ask this question because it's very interesting to me, you know, from hearing from, you know, creative people, or as we call them, the creators, how the process works. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Totally. It's something I'm always fascinated by too, just like everyone has their own kind of process to how they do things, and it's kind of always interesting to see how people get there.